All right, Ken Falk, legal director for the ACLU Indiana. Ken, first, your reaction when you saw this ruling had come down. Is this what you guys had expected based on what had come out before?
Yes. I mean, we were profoundly and are profoundly disappointed, but we are not surprised. We did not expect there to be a different result than the draft opinion, and this seems to pretty much track the – I haven't compared it, but pretty much track the draft opinion.
Okay. What is the what are the next steps for the ACLU Indiana? I mean, obviously, it's sure. going to probably be on the back of what the legislature does, right?
That's exactly right. Abortion is legal today in Indiana. It's legal tomorrow. Nothing has changed because our laws are still in effect. The question is, what is the General Assembly going to do? And we'll have to react to that. Our hope, of course, is that people recognize that this will have profoundly negative consequences. You know, abortion is a health decision. And if you take that decision away, it's going to have severe effects on women's health. You know, before 1973, women died from back alley abortions. Women became sterile from back alley abortions. Women had children who they did not want and perhaps could not care for at that point in their lives. So we don't provide sufficient funds for child care. We don't provide sufficient funds for early childhood education. But with one stroke of a pen, the Supreme Court has said that women can no longer choose to have abortions without really obviously thinking about what the consequences are going to be. And so I hope the General Assembly, which is a deliberative, not a judicial body, will at least consider that as they go about deciding what to do in the wake of Dobbs.
Ken, I talked to a constitutional law professor a little while ago, and he says that this ruling may not completely take away all constitutional protections, that there's still something called a rational basis. Do you foresee Indiana's legislature considering that in making a state law?
Well, any law passed by the government has to be minimally rational. That is a deferential standard towards the state or towards the lawmakers. But there are cases, and we've been involved in cases, where statutes have been struck down as not being rational. So what the General Assembly has to do is consider that in what it decides to do. But as I said, I think the larger picture is, what is this going to mean in 5 years or 10 years or even next year if we suddenly yank the rug out from this important health benefit and that the court has had recognized up today for 50 years.
Ken, at what point does the ACLU take legal action after this ruling?
Well, there's nothing to take legal action about today because the law is still in effect, and we'll have to analyze what the General Assembly does and then see if, in fact, there are challenges that can be made.